Hello everyone, welcome back. I'm your host Caleb. I'm an electrician and also an electrical engineer. Today's episode is going to be on the topic of transformers. No, I'm not talking about the robots that transform from cars. But instead, I'm talking about transformers that are seen in our everyday lives that are so important to how our society functions and operates. You find them in industrial facilities. You find them outside of your houses. You find them at substations and all around. Transformers are seen and also unseen. Small versions of them can be found inside of houses or landscape lighting or many other applications. But the primary transformers we'll be focusing on today are going to be power transformers for utility level, really the distribution level network is what we'll call it. So we'll touch a little bit on how power grids work. There's three main sections of a power grid: generation, transmission, and distribution. Generation is where the electricity is generated at a plant, whether it be a hydroelectric dam, a solar farm, or nuclear power, or a coal fire plant, or one of many other renewable energy means. From there, it is sent onto transformers, into transformers, where it is transformed into a high voltage. Not getting too deep into the physics of it, electricity goes farther in alternating current and more efficiently at a higher voltage. But the main fact is that the proportion of power is current to voltage. P equals I times V. So when you can boost the voltage up to a very high number, what you in turn get is a lower current, therefore allowing smaller conductors to be utilized, and with the use of alternating current energy, you get a what we call a skin effect on the conductor. All that being said, the electricity is boosted up to a very high voltage so that it can be transmitted down power lines. From those power lines, it is sent to many different what we call substations along the way. In each of these substations, you may have seen them somewhere in your neighborhood, around your house, or even around town. They have very large switches and gray boxes and transformers, and they normally have a big fence around them with a sign that says, "Danger, high voltage, keep out." That's there for a very important reason. These substations can range from 50,000 all the way up to multi-hundred thousand volt stations. It's not advised to go anywhere near them or inside of them, and only authorized persons should go inside of them because of how dangerous the energy with it there is. But from the substations at the power generation plant, it goes to these transmission lines. These are high voltage transmission lines that go to other substations, which in turn go to other substations, which go to distribution networks, which go to one final transformer, which is the point of use transformer, or the end user transformer, as we put it. What that does is allows us to take the voltage, step it up to send it on the transmission lines. Once it comes down the transmission lines, goes the hundreds of miles it needs to, it can be stepped down in voltage, therefore raising the current carrying capacity of the conductors that are needed. And then it goes from there throughout the municipality, like the city, or whatever other location, normally less than 20,000 volts. And then from there, it is sent to either the pole top transformers outside of your house, if you live in a downtown area where you have those little small silver pot looking things on top of the wooden pole, that's a pole top transformer or a pole mount transformer. Or it could be going underground through conductors to the little green boxes in your front yard. What those are is a same thing as what's on top of a pole, just in a enclosure where it's less visible and a little more protected. So that's kind of where you see transformers. You'll see them also in industrial facilities, warehouses, big plants that have large machinery, places that need to change voltages back and forth on site. But in a nutshell, what a transformer does is it uses the relation of current to voltage and changes it one way or another. You have step-up transformers and you have step-down transformers. And essentially, whatever you pump in, you're going to get either a lower or a higher version. But the power is going to maintain a consistent number, because what you're doing with a transformer is, say, the power is 50 watts, just as an example. And say you have 10 volts at 5 amps. Well, P equals I times V. So that 10 times 5 equals 50, which is your 50 watts. Well, say that's in the normal state and you want to stick it into a step-down transformer. What you will end up with is a voltage of 5 volts and a current of 10 amps, say, on your secondary coil there. What you will have then is 5 times 10 equals 50 watts. The power does not change. Only the relation of the two numbers, the current and voltage, change, which is the really cool thing about how transformers work. And the relation and the ratio of how those change is normally referred to as a turn ratio. So to touch a little bit more on how a transformer actually works, it is a device that uses electromagnetic fields, electromagnetic induction, to change the voltage or current, as we said. So how it works is you have two sides. You can look at them as like an input and an output side, or what we call the primary and secondary sides. There are two coils within a transformer, primary coil and a secondary coil. They are not mechanically connected to each other. There is actually an air gap between the two halves, the input and the output. So what happens is your input is your primary, your output is your secondary. If you're using a step-down transformer, the input side or the primary is going to have the higher voltage, and the secondary side or the output will have the lower voltage, and vice versa for a step-up transformer. The way it changes, like I said, is with the turns ratio, and that is the number of turns in the wire of each coil. And it can also, you can look at flux, the air gap, all sorts of other things, but the gist of it is the turns ratio. If you have a 2-to-1 turn ratio, which is what we had in our example earlier, you have a 10 volt down to 5 volt and vice versa. So that's really the turns ratio in a nutshell, without getting too scientific and too in-depth. But really, this episode is to open people's eyes to the importance of transformers, the dangers of going into areas where you don't need to, like substations, and opening up transformers. They are not advised to be opened unless you're an authorized person or an electrician or some sort of maintenance employee that knows what you're doing and what is involved. But at the end of the day, transformers are one of the coolest things. How they use electromagnetism to literally send electricity from one side to another and transforming it, changing not the properties of it, but changing the value of it. It's really cool. It's really cool how it works. So if there's any questions, you can send me an email at ohmsfordummies@gmail.com. and I look forward to hearing any questions or feedback that people have. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Hey guys, so I just wanted to touch on a few things that I forgot to cover earlier on in this episode. So one of the first things was I misspoke on the turns ratio part of the Transformers. So how a turns ratio works, to give a little more detail, is you have, like I said, the primary and secondary side. Well, say the primary side has 100 turns of wire, and the secondary side has 200 turns of wire. In that case, you have a 1-to-2 turns ratio, which equals 0.5. Well, say the primary side has 200 turns and the secondary side has 100 turns. Then you will have a 2-to-1 turns ratio, which is a multiplier of 2. And that's very important, because if you have a step-up transformer, what will be happening is you will be having the multiplier of 2 there. So that would be a 200 to 100. But if you have a step down, it's going to be a 100 to 200 or a 0.5, which is going to lower what your primary side input is. So hopefully that wasn't too confusing for people. It's easier to prove it mathematically on a board in front of people. But that's just something I wanted to clarify. Also, another very important thing about transformers is they produce a lot of heat. And it's very important to make sure that you don't interfere with the cooling properties of a transformer. Most of them are air-cooled at substations and generation plants. The pole-top ones outside of your house or in your front yard are oil-cooled with a vegetable oil, mineral oil, which is very safe to use. It doesn't contain carcinogens like the old transformer oils used to contain. And then in factories, warehouses, and other plants, you have air-cooled transformers as well. So it's important not to stick any objects on top of them, beside them, or around any of the vents. And you should keep them clear for 3 feet in every direction, just to make sure that you're getting the proper cooling. If you're an installer or an electrician, or anyone involved in the maintenance of those, you should refer to the National Electric Code, that is the NFPA Book 70, on the appropriate clearances and distances for transformers. But it's just a good rule of thumb to keep yourself and most objects that could block the flow of air away from transformers. So I hope this clears some things up. Like I said, if anyone has any questions, feel free to shoot me an email at ohmsfordummies@gmail.com. Thank you.